which franchises people invest in today. The Inside Scoop, we're not gonna make any earnings claim. The Inside Scoop, gonna help you avoid franchises that are lame.
What is up, future franchise owners? This is Jack Johnson here with your Franchise Market Watch for Friday, January 26th, 2024. Guys, this year is off to a great start in terms of franchise investing, and I'm here to tell you about all the franchises that I help people buy, that franchise consultants affiliated with me help people buy. That's over 750 franchise consultants out there. I've got the market data you need. For those of you that don't know how this works, this is how my podcast works. I am a franchise consultant. I help people explore franchise ownership. I work with over 500 different franchises. I do not charge for my services. And when my firm helps someone become a franchise owner, we get paid a commission, and we actually take a portion of that commission and we rebate it back to our clients, saving them a lot of money on franchises. So if you want to get the real scoop on finding the right franchise, what a real franchise wealth building strategy is and should be, I'm here to help you do it. Let's dive in. Let's talk about the franchises that sold this week. Yoga 6, first up. I love this franchise. There's just something about, imagine owning your own yoga studio. I don't know that the Yoga 6 franchises are the most profitable endeavor, but they're great. They're from Exponential Fitness, and they do well. I mean, I think it's one of those deals that if you can do a multi-unit strategy, you can make it very profitable. And I think if you're comparing a Yoga 6, multi-pack to just keeping money in the market, I think you'd be really impressed with what you can do with a Yoga 6 franchise. They've got a great semi-absentee model, which means you hire a team, hire a manager to run your franchise for you. Again, just imagine you're in your yoga studio. How great would that be? With a killer brand like Yoga 6 behind you, they are the evolution and modernization of yoga. And it's great work-life balance. They're an industry leader. I really love these guys. Anything from Exponential Fitness. Exponential Fitness has gotten some negative press recently, but we've worked with them for years. They're good people. The franchise fee for Yoga 6 is $60,000. The royalty is 7%. Total investment starts at $294,000. So for those of you new to the podcast, what does all this mean? Well, it means we pay a franchise fee of 60 grand. At the minimum, we're putting $240,000 into our bank account to fund the growth of our franchise. Now, let's talk about the variance. They're saying 294 to 499. This is a retail franchise. In my experience right now, franchises on the retail sector probably need at least 500K. So they're right on the edge there on the high side. The market's changed a lot. Rates are really high. So if it's me and I'm going Yoga 6, man, I want $500,000 in my pocket. It's going to take you a year to open up one of these things, but imagine when you get your studio, how beautiful your Yoga 6 boutique fitness studio will be and that lifestyle you could have. Imagine having three of these things in your town. So it's a really cool franchise, some great people, great lifestyle business. Investment isn't bad for what it does. I think you can build these things to make you a nice return on investment. And look, yoga's been around forever. We can save you 10 grand through our cashback rebate program on Yoga 6. Next up, Office Pride. Did you know that Office Pride's largest franchise office is grossing over $6 million annually? Now, here's my guess. Their top quartile median is over $1 million, and the average gross sales for their locations is $600,000. So what I'm guessing is that top office probably has 10 units. Franchises are what they are, guys. And what you'll find on franchises like Office Pride is they gross, you know, service franchises, right? Maybe they gross anywhere from 600,000 to 1.5 million a unit. So when you're exploring franchise ownership, it's not like there's this secret franchise out there that makes more than any other franchise. It really is a game of units. So if you want to make $6 million, you need to have the unit strategy to get you there. And you've got to ask to talk to those franchise owners that accomplish that. Office Pride, what they do, they're recognized as one of the most advanced and admired full-service commercial cleaning franchises in the building services industry. They are nationwide. They are faith-based, for those of you out there that are faith-based. And their franchises exist to equip people to build a profitable business that honors God. Their franchisees provide top quality janitorial services and total floor care delivered in a professional and consistent way. And they really believe in a commitment to honesty, integrity, and hard work. This is a real feel-good business. $40,000 franchise fee. They're saying total investment $74,000 to $120,000. Again, folks, how do we make it work? We put down the $40,000 on the franchise fee. We save $5,000 with the franchise insiders. And then what do? We put our $80,000 in our business bank account and we use that to go to work. And we aren't surprised if we're 6 months in and we need to put a little bit more money into the business. The first year is the toughest year of business ownership, and that's totally normal. I know there's probably some of you out there that are first year franchise owners, and it's hard, right? The first year, it takes some work to get to the point where the business stabilizes. In my experience, that's generally somewhere around years 2 and 3. But trust me, as someone that, I hate using that term, trust me, but as someone that's done it, that's gone through building a business now, I can tell you it is worth it. It's a great existence to be a business owner. So Office Pride, great franchise if you're looking for something faith-based and cleaning, recession-resistant, that type of thing. Next up, Content Recovery Specialist. This is a new one. Content Recovery Specialist. Let's begin with what Content Recovery Specialist is not. It's not calls at 2 a.m. to go board up a disaster. It's not hiring and retaining expensive skilled labor, and it's not a large staff. There's nothing wrong with those businesses, but CRS is a different and it's niche. The question is, how are they different? Well, here's how. Here's what they are. They are insurance paid business model, meaning that you don't have to go through the hassle of quoting and bidding on jobs. They're a referred business model, meaning that there's no need for an expensive sales team, Salesforce, or social Google ads. A true manager run semi-absentee model, meaning 10 to 15 hours a week once opened. And finally, a high margin. They're saying 30% EBITDA. That's great. And high return on investment. All of that while also maintaining a business segment that is Amazon recession and pandemic, they say, proof. I don't know if anything's ever anything proof, but let's call it resistant. Franchise fees, $55,000. Total investments, $150,000 to $382,000. You know, I like this kind of content recovery space. What it means essentially is if you lose your valuables, they can help you replace those particular valuables. These are neat businesses. We see another one called Kangaroo Packouts that's also growing quite a bit in this space. It's a nice niche space. Something definitely to look at if you're looking to build a big business in your territory that somebody doesn't already own. We can save you $10,000 on content recovery specialists. Next up on the list, Schooley Mitchell. Schooley Mitchell is a consulting franchise. We can save you $10,000 on Schooley Mitchell. They are cost reduction consulting. Their top franchisee nets more than $1 million per year, according to them. They are purely business to business. They set client appointments for their franchisees. This is a home-based business. This is low overhead and tremendous recurring revenue, recurring earnings potential. Now, we did an email last week of our top-selling franchises of 2023. Schooley Mitchell was on that list. They are a professional B2B consulting franchise. You pay a franchise fee of $68,000. You pay a royalty of 8%. They say you can basically, once you pay your franchise fee, get going, which I guess is true, but come on. You need to advertise. You need money. So their variance in investment is $68,000 to $95,000. You know, as the owner of a consulting business myself, I'll tell you, you know, you have to prepare for longer sales cycles. To me, I think I went certainly more than a few months without making a first placement when I started as a franchise consultant. I would plan for the same with a business like this. Have patience. If it's me, they're saying $95,000, I would absolutely budget the top number on this franchise. But they're good people. They've been around a long time. Schooley Mitchell, Dennis Schooley's a good guy. And you can actually build some real value with this business, which is very rare. They've had some, apparently, franchisees who have sold their businesses for a good valuation. So if you're looking for something lower investment, fewer employees, more freedom, work from home, Schooley Mitchell would definitely be one for you to consider. Again, they're a brand you can trust. They've been around for a long time. We've worked with them forever. So that Schooley Mitchell will definitely be, if I'm looking for a business that has a lot of freedom that I can work from home, that is one that I definitely would be considering. And we can save you 10 grand on it. You could pump that 10 grand right back into your marketing. Next up on the list, Best Choice Roofing, another top seller from 2023. What is Best Choice Roofing? Well, they're a roofing franchise. At Best Choice Roofing, you will become part of a culture and community that was built from the ground up by their founder and CEO, Wayne Holloway. The business model has fueled growth from one tiny location and one employee to over 40 locations, 1,000 employees nationwide, and over $120 million in sales. I mean, this thing, the numbers on BCR are some of the most insane I have ever seen. First of all, the franchise fee is $59,500. Royalties are 6%. Total investment, $193,000. So again, we put our $130,000 in the bank. That's probably for a single unit. But I mean, this is what they say, guys. And we can save you 10 grand on BCR. They say the average location gross is $6.2 million. That's what they say. $6.2 million. They also show a top producing location at 13 million. That's probably their pilot location. Their item 19 shows a top producing year one location that did $10 million. Locations are averaging nearly $4.8 million in first year gross sales and 6.5 in the second year. Probably some of the most insane numbers I've ever seen. Average month one of operation gross sales. I'm reading this from their data, 291,000. I mean, wow, those are killer numbers. I mean, we have a client, I can tell you, I can't disclose what he actually said because it's not in their item 19, but that month one number is very accurate based on what our client experienced. So BCR, I know down here in Florida, pretty well sold out. Roofing, I mean, roofing is going to be around forever. It's heavily needed. I would consider this a low investment franchise, Best Choice Roofing. Yeah, if you're interested in a business that can really scale, this would be one to consider. We can save you $10,000 on Best Choice Roofing. Next up, another bestseller from last year, Zoom Drain. I mean, again, these are the kinds of businesses we love, right? Roofing, contents recovery, drain and sewer symptom solvers. That's what Zoom Drain is. This, again, people bought this one like crazy last year. Their franchisees are averaging over $1 million in sales. Top location, 11 million. Okay, here we go. I mean, again, service franchise, average location, $1 million. That's normal. That's what we should see. $11 million location probably has 10 locations, 10 units. That's how we build a business. If I want to gross $5 million a year with a service business, I probably need to be thinking about owning 5 franchise units. That's what I personally own, is 5 franchise units of Pink's Windows. So why do people buy Zoom Drain? Well, niche, essential service with minimal competition. They are a preferred partner for plumbers. It's B2B and B2C, same day service offering, business models centered around calls, texts, and trucks. Simple, profitable, and scalable franchise model, only 3 to 4 employees to start. I mean, again, nice low investment. Franchise fee of $49,500. Total investment ranges from $228,000 to $428,000. So this one's a little higher, a bit more equipment involved, but definitely the juice is worth the squeeze on a business that deals with sewer and drains and things like that. We can save you $10,000 on Zoom Drain. Last on the list, this is one we talk about every single week, Rolling Suds. We can save you $2,000 on Rolling Suds. Power washing, they are the power washing specialist. It's an awesome business. I own a business that does power washing. I can tell you I love it too. They are a 2023 bestseller. Their average, what they show under item 19 is their pilot location doing $2.2 million. That is a location that probably has 3 units, I would guess. They're showing a very nice net profit. This is a niche business, no national leader in the space, executive model. They want you to be full-time at Rolling Suds, but they don't want you out there doing power washing. They want you managing your team, managing a GM. It's an executive model. One truck is averaging over $373,000 per year with 30 to 40% profit margin. So again, if we want to make $2.2 million, which is what they list in their item 19, what we're looking at is building a 7-truck business. It's as simple as that, folks. There's no smoke and mirrors in franchising. It's a game of units. What I like about Rolling Suds, and it's similar to what we have with Pink's Windows, a lot of these service franchises, you not only can do the, you know, the average residential job that might be $300-$400, but you also can land commercial jobs. And speaking from personal experience, you can land very big commercial jobs in many of these franchises. And that's what people really like, is having that B2B, B2C kind of balance. So there's so many of these franchises that you might see on the outside and say, oh man, Rolling Suds, how does that compare to Crumbl Cookie? Well, Crumbl Cookie, your average sale might be $50. Rolling Suds, you might be able to go close a $40,000 commercial job. So I'd love to talk to you. If you guys are looking at franchises, if any of you want to talk to me about kind of what you're experiencing, what you're looking at, what to expect, text me 305-710-0050. Or even better, go to my site, thefranchiseinsiders.com, schedule a call. You can go right on the navigation there and schedule a call. And let's talk about your franchise search. Let's see if you're on the right track. Let's sort of manage your expectations as to what this is. And let's help you find a great franchise. For this week on Franchise Market Watch, I'm Jack Johnson. Talk to you next time.
The Inside Scoop. Jack and Jill gonna help you choose the right money-making franchise today.